You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hello, this is the Grumbler from Music and Mumblings. When I'm not cleaning up after Rowley's little accidents, I like to listen to the Electrical Language Podcast. Oh, by the way, that's Rowley the puppy, not Rowley from the Dark Compass podcast, just in case you were wondering.
Hello everyone, Garbor here. I'm back from holiday. This is not a pre-recorded podcast. I'm recording it today, Sunday the 31st of August 2008. You're listening to Electrical Language number 138. I'm going to play songs by bands I played recently. This is Skitsa, a song I played before, by D Alternative, and they're from Poland.
Right. you know that I never really loved, 'cause the sun don't rise in the east. I'm looking through the eyes of a vanishing mass. My eyes are glazed, I'm pretending to sleep. My eyes are glazed, I'm pretending to sleep. My eyes are glazed, I'm pretending to sleep. Whisper me cool, blazing light. Whisper me cool, blazing light. It's early morning, keep a curtain closed. I've been out all night and I lost my name. Sweat and shiver. Sweat and shiver. Sweat and shiver. Let me sleep. Sweat and shiver. Let me sleep.
Hands and knees keep scraping on the floor. Cigarettes burning on a cockroach wall.
Don't you know that I never really loved, 'cause the sun will rise in the east. I'm looking through the eyes of a vanishing mass. My eyes are glazed, I'm returning to sleep. My eyes are glazed, I'm returning to sleep. Like you, I could live on a grain of sugar.
Yes, hello again, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that that music, those three tracks. I'll tell you about them in a minute. Yeah, you know, last year I took a three-week break from doing a podcast weekly. I pre-recorded three podcasts, as I've just done this year, with the intention basically of taking August off from, you know, tying up a fair amount of time in the week in the preparation, and then in... Saturdays usually in recording the podcast. And then last year took a bit of effort actually to get back down to doing it again, and so it has proved again this year. And as you can hear, I'm sort of stumbling, and this is in fact about the fourth take of attempting to record this. You know, when I get back into the flow, it's a lot smoother. Anyway, there we are. Yes, I'm back. It's been a lousy summer. Well, a lousy August, certainly in the United Kingdom. The paper yesterday was saying it's the rainiest, wettest August since records began. I saw a photo in one of the newspapers of some kind of a warden standing by a reservoir. Same chap, same position. 2 years ago, reservoir virtually empty. This year, reservoir overflowing. And that's just typical. And I've heard that if you want to go to the seaside in the you know, sunny resort of Leith near Edinburgh, it's been just as lousy. Although one of my friends spent a couple of weeks up in a in the Orkneys and Shetlands, and apparently they've had, right up there in the far north of Scotland, one of the best summers they've had for a long time. We went to France, and it started off, we had two or three fairly good hot sunny days, and then it just clouded over, and it was mostly cloudy, some rain, and but warmer than back here. Actually, our friends who whose house we were borrowing kept phoning us up and saying, well, you think the weather's bad there, but believe me, it's worse back here in Hampshire, in England. The one good thing was actually we watched an awful lot of the Olympics on the telly there, because there's sometimes not a lot better to do, but you know, we're getting carried away in the excitement of the Brits doing very well, because you know, it's very nice when you're British to be able to celebrate sporting success, because it doesn't happen that often. And you and the rest of the world, and particularly in Australia, I understand it, are getting a bit hacked off with us crying Brits. You know, makes a change with the whinging poms, I suppose. But there we are. Anyway, yes, I ought to tell you about those three songs I've played. You're going to have to look at the show notes at electricallanguage.co.uk. But first of all, D Alternative from Poland. The song was Skitsa, which I played in, I think, number 115. Or number 116. That was followed by a track from Strangers in Wonderland, a Swedish band I played on a number of occasions, and that was a new song called So Much More. And the third song, you may well have recognised the band. I realised sometime over the last few weeks that I hadn't raved about Little Fish for a little while, so there we are. That was Little Fish from Oxford in the UK, and the song there, Sweat and Shiver, from their EP. Now, Little Fish are playing again in Portsmouth in a couple of weeks' time, and I'm hoping to catch them again soon to go and see them live. Now, let's carry on with another Little Fish song. This is one I played before, Am I Crazy?
Sound for help.
Well, I'm going to say it again, Little Fish are very good, and if you can catch them live, do so. I've seen them once already, 2 or 3 months ago, and as I said, I'm looking forward to hopefully being able to catch them again in Portsmouth in a couple of weeks' time. Now, I'd been nagging them for quite a while to provide me one of those little, they're called idents, that I used to open the show, like the Grumbler today. And by the way, do check him out at Music and Mumblings. Follow the links to Made in the UK and you'll find him in the podcasters who, along with myself, contribute to Made in the UK. But anyway, that kind of thing you heard at the beginning, when I'm not doing whatever it is I like doing, I like to listen to Electrical Language. So I've been nagging Little Fish for a while to do one of those. And then while I was away, we did have internet access and so on. That YouTube video turned up. If you haven't seen it, do go along to electricallanguage.co.uk and look at a post which I posted on Monday the 11th of August, and it's called When Little Fish Aren't Listening to Electrical Language. I did try playing around with the sound to see if I could capture the bit of news at the beginning, but I think it's much more fun have it as a video. So that's Ju and Nez of Little Fish, and many thanks to them. One thing you may have noticed about the podcast today, all the bands so far are they're all two pieces, boy and a girl, and no, not quite all, but most of them have the girl as the vocalist, and we're going to carry on with in that vein with the last two songs. In January or maybe February, I played The Chaperones. They're from Melbourne in Australia, two piece. Guitar and drums, just like Little Fish are guitar and drums, except this time the drummer is the girl in the band, and the vocalist is the guy. And I'm going to play again one of the songs I played previously, and this is called Jacqueline. Now, I haven't done a lot of sort of research and preparation for today's podcast, or rather I've done it all in my head, but that means I've got nothing written down. As I say, please do go along to www.electricallanguage.co.uk, where you'll see all the show notes, and more particularly all the links to the artists. So click along, go through to their websites or MySpace pages, listen to more of their music, find out where you can get hold of their CDs or downloads if you want. And don't forget, if you like anything, buy it. Support the artists. This is what I try and do with this podcast. This is what you try and do by listening to it, I'm sure, I hope. Anyway, there we are. Let's get back to the music, and The Chaperones from Melbourne in Australia with a fantastic song, this, Jacqueline.
moving. Jack and Ryan, rhythm section blues, tornado sound, so please the fools. No bubble time and slide of hands, not going quite according to plan.
Well, I think you'll agree, a good bit of high-energy rock and roll there. The Chaperones from Melbourne in Australia, and Jacqueline. Do check them out. I played them on about podcast 110 or so. Go and look at the... Click on, I think it was February 2008, and the archive posts bit on the side at electricallanguage.co.uk. If you click on February 2008, I'm sure you'll find the podcast in which I played the Jacquelines. The Chaperones previously, two songs, one of which was Jacqueline, and I ought to go and re-record this bit, having stumbled and said things wrong a couple of times, but I won't. Now, in the last few weeks, I've also taken the chance to listen to, give a good careful listen to some of the CDs I've been sent, and to some of the music that's been submitted to the podcast. So I've put together a renewed shortlist for the podcast, and it's a mere 58 songs, and it will need cutting down quite a lot further. Most of the bands whose music's in the shortlist I've got probably three or four songs from, so I'll basically what I'll be doing is choosing the two best, or maybe just one song from each of those bands. But there's some good music to bring you in the coming weeks. One thing I should say, and especially if you're a musician and artist listening to this podcast, please don't be put off submitting music, particularly if you're from the UK, because I'm afraid a lot of the music I've got is from North America, actually, and I need to find ways of finding more music by artists from the UK and from Europe. They seem a bit slower in some ways at contacting podcasters and using podcasting as one of the many means of viral marketing. If you look at any of the recent podcast posts, you'll see in the small print at the bottom there's a bit of blurb that says Electrical Language welcome submissions of music. If you'd like to submit music, please read this post. Well, if you'd like to, click on the words of this post, and that will take you to a post that gives you my guidelines for how to submit music, and it also tells you, so I think it's paragraph 6 there, about the ident. I'd like you, if possible, to record. And indeed, if you're not a musician but you're just a listener and you've got access to a microphone, send me an ident. One of the things I can use to open the podcast. Anyway, today's podcast, we've got music from a good spread, from the UK, from Sweden, from Poland, from Australia, and we're going now to California, USA. Podcast number 120, I played music by the Blacks. Again, it's not really actually a two-piece band, because I forget they've got a virtuoso tambourine player. But the Blacks... Louisa from the Blacks opened that podcast telling us about her search for perfect reverb. If you listen to podcast 120, you'll remember I played their version of the Amy Winehouse song Back to Black, and that was a fantastic version of that song. I remember there was one day I drove home from work and did nothing but play loud that one song on repeat, and I played it seriously loud. Anyway, here's another song to play seriously loud. This is the Blacks from California and the USA to end today's podcast, and this is their song Raincoat. Okay, so once again, the end of the podcast, and I do hope you've enjoyed it, and many thanks as always to the artist. This week you've heard from The Alternative from Poland, Strangers in Wonderland from Sweden, Little Fish from Oxford in the UK, The Chaperones from Melbourne in Australia, and lastly, The Blacks from San Francisco in California. Thanks to them for the music, and of course, thank you for downloading and listening. I'll be back next week, I should think. Goodbye.
Lipsy.